Good evening, Saints of God. This is December the 6th, Wednesday evening, Daily Bread. We welcome you once again and for tuning in and listening, because we want to encourage you and strengthen you and just let you know that we love you, that you're in our prayers. All you listeners that come and listen to the Word of God every day, how we thank you so much that we have the opportunity to bring forth God's Word. Another day of living in the light of God's Word, His authority and power and ability. His ability causes us to go forth in faith and victory, being more than overcomers, walking in the light of God's Word. The Word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our paths. And we thank you, Father, for every listener, Father, and every hearer and every doer of the Word. We're not only hearers, but we're doers of the Word. Because when we hear the Word, we are able to do it and we get results every time we do the Word of God. In Jesus' name, we thank you. We bless every hearer and doer of the Word, that they go forth in victory. And we thank you, Lord, that we are more than overcomers. You protect us, you provide for us, you encourage us, you strengthen us, and greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We thank you for the precious Holy Spirit that gives us inspiration, illumination, and revelation, and impartation, and we partake. We're participators of the Word of God that is being spoken, Father. And we just thank you. We bless you. We honor you because you are the eternal, living, everlasting Word that abides in us forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Father, that we're able to bring forth the Word. And I just want to say, you know, I love to share what I learned, the gold nuggets that the Lord gives me. I want to be able to share them with you. In other words, so it can encourage you and strengthen you and keep you on course, keep you in God's assignment, God's plan, and the race that he has before you. And we say, looking unto Jesus, the author, the developer, and the perfecter, and the finisher of our faith. Amen. And we set our minds on things above, not earthly things, because we have an eternal perspective. And that's what we want to always look for, eternity. Amen. Having an eternal perspective is in many ways a key to living a true Christian following Christ. Amen. 2 Corinthians 4:18. So fix your eyes not what is seen, but what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. And how many of you know that when we step out of this body, and we'll step into glory and be with the Father for eternity, forever and ever. Amen? Today we're going to be speaking on Kenneth E. Hagin, Health Food Devotions. Kenneth E. Hagin, Health Devotions. I think I've been reading these this Kenneth Hagin Health Devotions for, it has to be 10 years already. I love it, and I read it in the evening because I want to keep my heart pure before God, knowing the truth of God's plan for our lives, and that is for us to walk in divine health. Amen. His word is medicine to all our flesh. Amen. And the Word of God is in us as medicine. And you need to get that straightened in your heart and in your mind. The Word of God is medicine to all my flesh. Amen. 1 John 2:2. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Oh, I thank you, Lord, for all humanity that would ever be born. Father, Jesus was that propitiation for our sins and for the whole world. God is on our side. God is on your side and God is on my side. God is on your side. He is not against you. God is for you. Your Heavenly Father loves you. I heard people say, but what if I miss it? He's still not against you. If he was against you, he wouldn't have made provision for you to get back in right standing when you miss it. He would have just said, let him go. But no, he made provision. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God said it in the second chapter of 1 John. God said it in the second chapter of 1 John. My little children, these things I write unto you, that ye sin not. Verse 1. You see, God is a holy God and cannot encourage or condone sin. But he went to say, if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. Even if we've missed it, even if you've missed it, you still have help. An advocate means a lawyer or someone who pleads your case. 1 John 2:2 says, and he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. He's talking about our sins and the sins of the whole world. Jesus is the propitiation, or the atonement for our sins. When you miss it, there is a way back. But you see, if he wasn't on our side, he wouldn't have provided a way back for you. He would have just left you alone, condemned, helpless, and undone. But no, he provided a way. Aren't you glad he did? Your Father loves you. He is on your side. Our confession is, my Father loves me. He is on my side. I am on his side. My Father is for me. He's not against me. He has made provision for me. I receive forgiveness and healing now. Healing belongs to the children. Amen. Healing belongs to us as the children of God. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There are at least three different attitudes towards healing among Christians that I want to explore. Three attitudes towards divine healing. One attitude is held by the group that teaches that healing is not for us today. They base this on the theory that healing is a miracle. And miracles do not belong to us today. They only belong to the apostolic age. And when the last apostle died, divine healing ceased. The second attitude holds that God heals today in answer to special prayer or a special act of faith, but it is according to God's own will in the matter. The third attitude teaches that healing is for the body. It is the legal right of every child of God, and that the child of God receives healing for physical body on the same grounds that he receives the remission of sin in his spirit. I'm going to read that. This is for us, the third one. This is the one that's for us, and we believe. The third attitude teaches that healing for the body is the legal right of every child of God, and that the child of God receives healing for his physical body on the same grounds that he receives the remission of sin for his spirit. Can I hear an amen? Amen, amen. I base my attitude towards divine healing on the Word of God. Matthew 8:17 says, himself took my infirmities and bare my sickness. 1 Peter 2:24 says, but by his stripes I am healed. So if he said it, I believe it and I receive it, and that settles it. I believe it. I receive it. And that settles it. Amen. Hallelujah. I release my faith for healing with words. God created the world with words. Genesis 1:2. We got saved by saying words. Romans 10:9-10. And we can have what we say according to Mark 11:23. There is power in our words. Romans 4:17 and Proverbs 18:21. Romans 4:17 and Proverbs 18:21. This is how the kingdom of God works. Nothing happens until we speak, until we say what God says. I think too many times we aren't speaking to our mountains. We are letting our mountains speak to us, and the mountain always is negative. Amen? We're saying what we see and feel and agreeing with the circumstances instead of agreeing with the Word of God. I'll say that again. We're saying what we see and feel, agreeing with the circumstances instead of agreeing with God's Word. We agree with what our bodies are saying, what sickness is saying. No, we don't. We say no. We are not permitting any sickness in our body. And when it tries to show up, we nip it at the bud and say, no, you don't. No, you don't. Take your filthy symptoms, sickness and disease from my body, from my house, and from my property. Get out of here in the name of Jesus. You are not welcome in Jesus' name. Father, we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for giving us another day of living in the light of your word, in your authority, in your power, in your ability. We live our life in the ability that you've given us your word. We look on you, Jesus, all the time, looking unto Jesus, the author, the developer, and the perfecter, and the finisher of our faith, Father. We just want to say thank you for your divine protection. I plead the blood of Jesus over every hearer that is listening to this message, our daily bread message. I plead the blood of Jesus over you, over your household, your property, your comings, your going, at the workplace, at the marketplace. And I bind every hidden trap that would come against you. I release the angels of the Lord to encamp around you, wherever you are, any car accidents, anything that would try to come against you, in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is a supernatural magnetic shield all around you that protects you. You're in the bubble from trouble, and you are in under the umbrella and the canopy of God's protection. So, Father, we thank you, we bless you, we honor you, and we thank you once again for listening to our daily bread. We love you so much, and you're in our prayers. We don't know you by name, some of you, but I always pray that God would protect you and lead you and guide you, that you would not stray away from God's word, but you will keep your heart pure before him and do the word according to his written holy word that he gave us, his love letters for each one of us to follow after him. Because these days are evil, people. But guess what? We are the light of God's word. We are the light here. We are his glory. We are kings and priests. And we go forth in victory, and we are more than overcomers. And if you never made Jesus the Lord of your life, I give you the opportunity. All you have to say, Father, please forgive me. I know that I am a sinner, and I want Jesus, and I receive Jesus as Lord of my life. I surrender to you, Jesus, and I thank you that my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And I will go after you wholeheartedly. In Jesus' name, thank you for saving me. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus' name, I pray, and go tell someone that you received Jesus Christ. Let them know the good news that you are a child of God This is the greatest journey you will ever have, and the best journey of your life, because when you step out of this earth suit, you will be present with the Lord. In Jesus' name, we thank you, thank you, thank you so much. You have a blessed evening, and Brother Andrew will be with you next Wednesday. We love you. God bless you. Have a great evening. Amen.